Well, joining me now, I have meteorologist and lecturer Martin Babican to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much, Shane. I'm all right. Thank you very much.
That's great. Now, what's happening with the weather?
With the weather, conditions are changing rapidly. Looking at, there's a low pressure circulation will develop over the Tasman Sea during today, while another high pressure extending from the west. These two combinations will direct a very cool southerly winds along the coastal fringe to New South Wales till the end of the week. So conditions are going to be windy, cool, and then strong winds sometimes in between. So with that situation happening, Bureau has issued a New South Wales coastal areas a strong wind warning extending from Byron Bay all the way to Illawarra, Macquarie, Coffs Harbour, Port Macquarie, Hunter Region, Sydney, Illawarra, and Batsman's Bay. All that area with the strong wind warning available. On the coastal area. Anybody wants to monitor these conditions, sea conditions, ocean, wave conditions, get in touch on your internet with Weather Zone. Weather Zone's got a fantastic weather forecast on marine weather forecast for the coastal fringe all the time. It's updated every day. So that's a very important forecast. Now, next thing is, I'd like to give you a 2 days forecast. After the forecast, 2 weeks forecast. After 2 weeks forecast, I'll give you a prediction 3 months ahead for farmers, for farming community. How could they plan? What's the weather happening? How they going to see the weather is going to develop for their products? So let's start with the 2 weeks weather forecast first, and I'll go to that later on. 2 weeks weather forecast starting from 31st of October, Tuesday, first week, till 2nd. To 6th of November, Monday, that's week one. Week one on the 31st and Tuesday, some light showers, maximum temperature 21, relative humidity 25%. I'm expecting 1 millimeter to 2 millimeters rain, not much really. Too few drops, either it's going to be early in the morning or late in the afternoon. Soil moisture is 18%, soil temperature 16 degrees. This soil moisture, soil temperature, will be staying 18, soil temperature 16, till Saturday. Nothing's going to change. Same temperature, same soil moisture. Looking at Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 22, humidity 27%. And then on Thursday, few clouds, maximum 25, relative humidity 30%. On Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 28, rising to 28. Humidity 21%. On Saturday, there's a southwesterly stream passing through Gloucester area. The temperature will drop, maximum temperature drop from 28 on Friday to 22 on Saturday. Mostly cloudy, 48% humidity. And then this day, our soil moisture is going to rise to 20%, soil temperature 16 degrees. On Sunday, partly cloudy. Maximum temperature 22, relative humidity 55%, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 15 degrees. On Monday the 6th of November, thunderstorms and showers for week one with maximum temperature 23, humidity 49%. I'm expecting 4 to 5 millimeters of rain from these showers to Gloucester regions. Soil moisture is still 21%. Soil temperature 16 degrees. Ideal soil temperature, soil moisture for agriculture planning. Looking at week two, I'll call it week two, a showery week. Rain every day. I'm expecting close to 50 millimeters, which is equivalent to 2 inches of rain for week two. Tuesday, the 7th of November, light showers, maximum temperature 22, and I'm saying 4.1 millimeters rain. Soil moisture still 21%, soil moisture 18 degrees. And then on the 8th, on Wednesday, there's light showers. Looking at the light showers, 4.8 millimeters. On Thursday, rain conditions, strong rain conditions. I'm expecting 19 millimeters on Thursday. Looking at this one, just coming down to this rain, yes, 19 millimeters. On On Friday, I'm expecting thunderstorms. Maximum temperature 24, humidity 55%. I'm looking at 5.3 millimeters. And then on Saturday, I'm expecting some rain, 5.3 millimeters. On Sunday, I'm expecting some light rain, 3.3 millimeters. If you add all those rains on this week two, from 7th of November till 12th of November, close to 50 millimeters of rain coming to that area. Soil moisture is from 21% on Tuesday, will rise to 28% on Saturday. So there's good soil moisture because of this rain. Soil temperature stays between 17 and 18 degrees. It's ideal planning time for agriculture. That's the weather forecast for 2 weeks. Looking at outlook for longer term, what's going to happen, how the farming community start looking at it. La Nina events typically brings above average rainfall to eastern Australia during the late spring and summer. However, there's some competition here. Indian Ocean dipole and warming temperatures in certain parts of the ocean are working against that heavy rain developing on the coastal fringe. But at this stage, conditions, we're not sure what's going to happen. But I'm thinking La Nina is going to develop, is going to carry on. The current model outlook do not favor widespread rain, but because of that situation, conflict between Indian Ocean and then Pacific Ocean. Summer can also produce heat waves in the southeast Australia. We're expecting some heat wave situation. The probability derived from these computer models describe above average preference of La Nina. That's a very important statement from even computer models. So it seems that conditions are not bad for longer term. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis, and we look forward to your analysis again next month.
Thank you very much. Looking forward.
That's Martin Babican, and if you'd like more information, go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au.